Blog Talk Radio.
I feel just like a kite, but one without a string, one that is floating around. I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I feel just like a bird, but one without a home, one that is floating over endless oceans, empty horizons, no rest in sight. What does it mean when you say you wanna be free? Free to sing, free to dance, free to let someone take a glance in a world that's free of me. Then you say you're moving on. Then you say I've got other plans. Oh, girl, oh, you're moving in the wrong direction. Moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me. You're moving in the wrong direction, moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me.
Designed to give you a curriculum
One that will help you enhance and improve or reestablish or restore your relationship with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. It can show you the do's and don'ts, mistakes that were made, and how to rectify those mistakes and rectify them thoroughly. And we give you a bird's eye view, a critical analysis and assessment, leaving no stone or leaf unturned, burning the midnight oil while crossing every T and dotting every I. So why? To come to some conclusion as to what says the Most High, not Yom Suf or any other lead student in this show. What does Yah require of us in this codified relationship? Because we realize that by bringing you these studies, is it our duty and our obligation as one in the nation to bring these studies to enhance you in your relationship so you can have a quality relationship with the Most High. And seeing where we failed ahead of that relationship in time past, but work upon it to improve upon that relationship, as I previously said, thoroughly, meaning that you got to give up some things in this relationship, in this codified relationship. And you got to do some things in this quality and codified relationship, because we realize everything in life is codified. And certainly the Most High is your first codified relationship, or should be in some cases, in most cases, because when you talk wrong, you do wrong. So it is our feeble attempt, with the help of the Most High, to bring these studies to you in technical and in colorful, bring them to life so they can become real as you, as they were to our founding fathers and mothers in time past. Praise the Most High and bless His holy name. And you may be asking yourself, Yom Suf, who is the we that you make reference to? Well, Abiyah, Sister Abiyah from New York City, she's somewhat like our gatekeeper. She keeps us all in line and keeps us all in time. So Shahudi, she's from Detroit, Michigan. She is a watch person, meaning that she brings the Most High word to you, and she's a spokesperson for the Most High. Cartrio from New York City, Brother Cartrio, he's a watch person too. He's duty bound like we all are, and leads students to bring the Most High to you in technical, descriptive terms, and sometimes colorful terms. And may the Most High bless them and continue to direct their and order their steps in their families also. So let me first introduce to you Sister Abiyah from New York City. Sister Abiyah, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, family. Shalom. May Yah bless us all and our family and friends. I was so excited to get back here again tonight, praising Yah for another study session. So
praise
Shalom.
Yah. Thank you, Abiyah. Praise Yah. Now, Sister Shahudi from Detroit, Michigan, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom. So, Shahudi, I think you got your phone on mute.
My goodness, you know what? You know me. I'm just talking like, what the heck?
Been there, done that. Hey, look at you, Shahudi. Don't feel no shame in bed. I was doing my whole rendition like I do before the show. And come to find out my mic went off. I had to do a duel. So don't feel ashamed.
I can laugh at myself.
Mm-hmm.
I was just appreciating you and Abiyah, and it's going to be another great chapter again.
You better believe it, sister. Yep. And you know what, sister? I'm glad you mentioned that. It's going to show. It's an indictment.
Mm-hmm.
It's a clear cut indictment of our founding father and us too now. And it shows how descriptive we had fallen, how degenerate we had become. And we even, I'm not going to mention, Cartrell said, don't mention, I'm not going to mention. I got to mention it. Because
go ahead. I'll go with you this time. Yeah, come on, go ahead.
Okay. We had went so low, sister, Yehudi and mm-hmm. Sister Abby, that we were sacrificing our children, as we still do. But we physically did it in time past, but metaphorically speaking, we still do the very same thing. We sacrifice them mm-hmm. to the first white race supremacy in every aspect of their lives. Same thing, different sacrifice. It's true.
Yep.
Thank you, Sister Hootie. Yes, ma'am. What'd you say, Sister Hootie?
I'm agreeing with you, that chapter also, well, I'm not going to, it's not revealing, but that women are sisters.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot to do with this nation. And
exactly.
We can go into it later. I'll just be quiet, zip up, and we can go into it later.
Okay.
I'll be quiet.
Thank you very much, Sister Hootie. And you're right. I concur with you. Ain't no she did it, he did it. No, they did it. Which part did each one play in it? Our sister played a vital component in this nation, and it's always have, always will. So the brother can't put it off on the sister, and sister can't put it on the brother. We all in this together. And that's why mm-hmm. that indictment letter in chapter 7 of Jeremiah is a clear-cut indictment. It's true.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now let us bring on Cottrell from New York City. Cottrell, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom, family. Praise to the Holy One of Israel. We got Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. How y'all doing?
All right, my brother. All right. How you doing?
Yeah. I'm doing great. Praise the Most High.
Praise
I'm just
God.
Listening. I'll be quiet.
Okay. That's a new one.
There it is.
Hey, Cottrell, stop me sidetracking 1 minute. That's a new one. But I ain't mad at him. He's just doing his job. He's doing what spokesperson is supposed to do. So I ain't mad at him. All right, y'all, let's get busy then. May the Most High bless us and continue to direct and order our steps. Will you please turn with us to Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 1. A message at the temple gate where Jeremiah is making his message. It was not a debate. It was not an argument. It was not. The Most High said, do this. I don't need you to debate with nobody. Just tell them what's going on. Short, sweet, and simple. This bill of indictment. And he says, the word that came to Jeremiah from the Elohim, saying, this is what he tells them to do. Stand in the gate of the Elohim's house, the temple. He didn't tell them to debate with anyone or argue with anyone. He says, proclaim there this word. And said, hear the word of the Elohim, all ye of Yehuda, that enter in these gates to worship the Elohim. Thus said the Elohim of hosts, Yah of Israel. He tells them, he gives them what they need to do to work on his bill of indictment before it comes forth. And they're convicted and captive in their conviction. He says, amend your ways in your doing. You got to stop doing what you're doing. It ain't working for you. It's going to work on you. And I will cause you to dwell in this place. If you stop, if you make an action, Cottrell said, Sister Hootie said, Abby, I said, for every action, there's a reaction. If you get some right, I'm going to get right with you. If you draw near to me, I will draw near to you. Otherwise, there's consequences and repercussions. He said,
yes.
Yes. Go ahead, Cottrell.
The scenario is here that Jeremiah is at the gate of the temple, like you said.
Exactly.
And this must be like a holy day where all the men mm-hmm. of Israel are supposed to be coming to the temple to bring their offerings before Yah. And Yah knows their heart. Yeah, y'all bringing these offerings, but what's really in your heart, which I've been doing? Your
right.
ways before me, just because you're coming to this house, doesn't change the things that you're all doing. So he's
mm-hmm.
standing at the gate, really spoiling their festive occasion, because they're coming here to, have a good time and meet each other and greet each other and show off a little bit. But here's the prophet Yirmiyahu standing at the gate, pretty much spoiling their party.
Mm-hmm. And here's what they do. We say it all the time on the show. They're lying to themselves and to each other. And why do we say that? Most High make reference to it. He said, you're putting on the hits. I know your actions. You're just coming up and showing up to show out and showboat. But your heart ain't in it because your actions are indicative of it. And I'm gonna tell you about your actions. He said, you're coming here. And he tells us in verse 4, trust ye not in lying words which they were trusting and saying, oh, the temple of the Elohim, the temple of the Elohim, the temple of the Elohim. Are these like their action didn't indicate something else? They were just leaning on the Most High and using him as like he was a good luck charm or a genie in a lamp. But they were not committed to the Most High. Go ahead, Katriel.
Like how people say today, I go to church.
That's about it.
I go to the camp. I go to the temple. I go to the synagogue. And same thing. You think that the temple, the synagogue, the church is what's going to save you?
Exactly.
We're talking about the real original temple where Yah's spirit really dwelt. And Yah wasn't pleased with what was going on there. So what makes us think that these little houses and these little huts that we create are going to please him anymore?
Exactly. Thank you, Contrail. In verse 5,
yes,
he goes on to say, thank you, brother. In verse 5, he goes on to say, for you have to do something. For if you thoroughly means completely, amend your ways. Stop doing what you're doing. In your doings, if you thoroughly execute just between a man and his neighbor, judge righteous judgment, judge by the code. If you oppress not the stranger, different nations, like some of y'all still like to do, the fatherless and the widow, and shed not innocent blood in this place, neither walk after other gods to your hurt, which you're doing and which we're still doing, then I will cause you to dwell in this place. I will lean back off you in the land that I gave you, that I gave to your fathers forever and ever. If you want something, you got to do something. I got to get something. This ain't no open relationship. This ain't no, what Jada Pinkett call it? What did Jada call it? Arrangements or something, whatever she said with the little fella. They had
entanglement. That's what
no,
it was.
Yeah. This ain't no entanglement. Thank you, Sister Judy. This ain't no entanglement. You got to be straight up. And I got to see some action. I don't need to see no lip service. You got to thoroughly get rid of all this. You got to thoroughly treat them people the right way. Strangers, different nations who want to adhere to you, who want to hold on to you, who want to be a part of you. And the widow. And the fathers, a little orphan. You ain't thinking about none of them. It's all about you. I see right through you. That's what Mosiah says. And he said, this your problem, which is today, behold, you trust in lying words. They cannot profit. They can't profit you in no shape, form, or fashion. And he said, here's your action. Let me lay the indictment down on you while you steal, murder, commit adultery, swear falsely, and burn incense unto Baal, a different idol, and walk after other gods whom ye know not, and come and stand before me. What's that, Contrail?
Ain't that what we still do?
We still do.
Still murder. Still commit adultery.
A stranger.
Trying to incest the false gods. Walking after gods you don't even know.
A stranger. Whore. And Katriel, Sister Hootie, and Sister Abia. And then we have the audacity to come to the Most High house. In this house. They come stand before me in verse 10. In this house, which is called by my name, and said, we are delivered to do all these. We got a right to do that. Yeah, we just trust in the house. We don't need no action. We don't take no codification. But we got a right to do what we want to do, how we want to do it, and whatsoever we want to do it. And we're doing mighty well. Man, what kind of people did our fathers and mothers degrade themselves to? Oh, I see. We just like the same. Some of us. The same way.
It's the same doctrine and philosophy of Christianity.
Exactly.
It says, and come and stand before me in this house, if they go to church, which is called by my name, or they call it by another name, and say, we are delivered to do all these abominations because we could put them on Jesus.
Right. We can eat pig feet, pig chops.
Commit adultery, murder.
We can join the gay rights movement, the feminist movement, the Black Lives Matter movement, Democratic Party. Oh, we can join them all because the church said it's okay. Some of us never cease to amaze me, God.
It's an accurate description of our people, though.
You better believe it, my brother. You better believe it. Thank you, Katria. Again, and he goes on to say in verse 11, in this house, which is called by my name in this indictment, become a den of robbers in your eyes. Become a den of robbers in your eyes. You see my house as a den of robbers in your eyes, question mark? Behold, even I have seen it. I see it. Set the oil. But go ye now unto my place, which I, while I was in Shiloh. You know why he mentioned Shiloh? You know, when the Canaanites were destroyed, the Ark of the Covenant was housed temporarily in Shiloh. And he said, go now unto my place. Which he said, get back to the original, what this is all about. Let's go back to the original, what I'm all about and what you should be all about. Well, I set my name at the first and see what I did to it for the witness of my people Israel. Go back to the original. Go like you know me, how you ought to be knowing me, and see what I did in the first place. The original temporary place where the Ark of the Covenant rested. Before it came into Jerusalem, and how they, the Canaanites, I believe it was the Canaanites, they took
the
that
Philistines.
Ark.
The Philistines.
Oh, yes, and thank you, Kaja, my dear brother, thank you. The Philistines took that Ark of the Covenant to go around.
That was in the tabernacle.
Right. It didn't work out too well for them because Yah don't play. He's telling us, I didn't play with the Philistines, and I didn't play with you, and I'm not about to play with y'all now. This ain't no game, people. That's why Cartrell, Sushaluti, Aviyah, and I, we bring the fire. If you want warm, fuzzy, lying to yourself, you know, each other, you're not going to get it here. But if you want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, and you can handle that truth, you'll get a double dose of M extra if you want. See, we ain't got time for nonsense. We ain't got time for the mess some of you are on. But we do have the time and the respect and the courtesy for our Elohim, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. And if we bring it real and you don't like it, that's on you. We're not going to change up anything that the Most High says. We're not going to make you feel good by telling you a lie. So unless you do what Yah says, get codified and thoroughly so, that ain't on us. That's on you. And he said, he goes back, said, let's go back to the beginning. Let me get y'all to understand me. I'm the same today, yesterday, and forever. I didn't change then, and I'm not about to change up on you guys. Now, I don't like change up neither. I'm a human being. I don't like change up. Imagine this. Our brothers and sisters, our ancient brothers and sisters, our fathers are changing up on the Most High. And then coming up in this temple, say, well, we got a right to do it. By what evidence in this indictment do you have a right or still have a right to do what you want to do, how you want to do it, when you want to do it, showing up to show out and showboat and offer nothing of substance that the Most High said under his codification? By what right do you have to change the Most High just because you feel like it? You have a warm, fuzzy feeling that it's correct, but you have no evidence because this indictment is crystal clear. And he says, in verse 13. Because you have done all these things, this is my indictment, says the Elohim. And I spake unto you. I said to you, rising up early and speaking, I sent prophets to you, but you heard not. I called, but you did not respond. You answered not. Therefore, will I do unto this house, this temple, which is called by my name, wherein you place your trust, and unto the place which I gave to you and your fathers, as I have done to Shiloh, I will cast you out of my sight, point blank, as I have cast out all your brethren, the 10 tribes, even the whole seed of Ephraim. Therefore, pay not thou for this people. God said, stop it. They didn't took their course of action. We pray for them. Neither lift up a cry nor prayer for them. They've taken their course of action. They tried to get me to change it. Neither make intercession to me for them. And that's going to come to a point in time in this captivity. If you don't get it right, as Cartrell alluded to, we can't cry out to you, pray for you, neither make intercession for God.
Yeah,
why? Because most time, we're wasting our time. He would not hear us. That's why we are duty bound and morally obligated to bring you the Real Talk for Real People show. And we're diligent in doing so because we realize under this codification, and we don't keep doing what we're doing. And people say, oh, those things, I don't know why they stop. Because we are more afraid of our Elohim than somebody calling us old niggas that don't know what we're talking about. And we are duty bound and more obligated to each of you as a member of this nation to do no less. Because we knew the outcome. We know the outcome by our studies of our ancient founding fathers and mothers. And we know the outcome will come to us. And we don't do thoroughly codified with the Most High says and how he said and when he says it. Because there will come a point in time we won't be able to pray for you or lift up our cry nor prayers for you, neither make intercession for you. Why? Because the most it's a waste of time.
Well, that's what my question was in my statement. Even though back then he told Jeremiah they were in their land, right? They were set the sin. They were in their land.
No, they were in our land. Sister, correct you. Our
well, our, but our ancestors. Okay. So anyway, he saw all this degradation. He saw what was going on, and it hurt him. Now they were together. They were in the land. We're scattered. Now I'm thinking, can it still apply today? Not because he always prays for the ones that are. That are doing the will that I know of the Most High. The ones aren't, I'm kind of, I don't know. Because he told Jeremiah this. Now, what makes it different? Anybody can answer today that we're scattered. Can we apply that today?
Well, I think you can. I think because that's the same continuum, the same things are at play here. But there will come a point in time in this continuum from time back, as Most High made about Shiloh, at a point in time, and you're going to know it, and I'm going to know it, and it's going to be crystal clear to you. It's a waste of time to be praying for some of these brothers and sisters because they've taken their course of action. And the Most High is not going to hear you. Just like if Jeremiah interceded and prayed for our ancient fathers and mothers, it wouldn't have did any good. But it was incumbent upon every woman and every man to make a choice. And when you make a choice, you're not going to obey the Most High, and you're going to play these little games. The Most High see you. So, and you're dedicated and doing it, and you ain't going to change no matter what. No matter what Avi Yah says, Cartrell says, Sister Hootie says, I don't give a damn what them old folk talking about. I'm going to church, and I want them pork chops, and I want them now. As it come a point of time in your action, that it's on you. We did what we did. We did what we were morally obligated, duty-bound to do no less in your case. But we can't help you. If you keep fighting us and you keep fighting the Most High, what can I do for you? And that's going to come
for
you. Go ahead, country.
The beauty of the Most High is that he always gives us a chance to turn our situation around, like the third verse says. Thus saith Yah Hosts, the God of Israel, amend your ways and your doings, and I will cause you to dwell in this place. Trust not in lying words, saying the temple of Yah, these. For if you thoroughly amend your ways and your doings, if you thoroughly execute judgment between man and his neighbor, if ye oppress not stranger and fatherless and the widow, shed not innocent blood in this place, either walk after the gods or the gods of your hurt, then I will cause you to dwell in this place, in the land that I gave your fathers. For how long? Forever and ever. So that's the promise. And a billion years is only the beginning of forever.
Exactly. And so that's why we're duty bound and morally obligated to do no less in your case. That's why we don't come on this show because, you know, we're doing it for the fun of it. Because we're sharpening each other, and we help try to help sharpen you so you can get that ever and ever and ever. But there's going to come a juncture in your life, no matter what Cartrell said, no matter what Sister Hootie said or Abiyah or myself. Those prayers the Most High is not going to hear. You have a choice in the matter. We hope and pray that you choose right, correctly. And the Most High says in this indictment, see, it's not what they do in the city of Yehuda and in the streets of Jerusalem. You don't see what they're doing? The children gather wood and the fathers kindle the fire. All of them working as an uncodified nation. They're working, but they're moving in the wrong direction, just like the song alludes to. They're working, but they're not working together in unison to become a nation that's coded under Yah. They're working against Yah. They're working as a family, as a nation, but working as a family and nation, women, children, and mothers, uncodified. Here's what they're doing in this indictment. The children gather wood. The fathers kindle the fire. And the women knead their dough to make cakes to the Queen of Heaven, Mother Jesus. But that was that before her time. And pour out drink offering unto other gods, that they may provoke me to anger. That seems like the only time we can do something. We can do something not right, unified, is when we're doing something not right. I wish Cartrell, Sister Hootie, and Abiyah, that we could do the very same thing and do the right things codified thoroughly as the Most High request of us. But some of us
choose. Mother, father, and children.
Yeah, and everybody working together on the wrong plan. Seems like this is the only time we can work right, Cartrell, some of us. And they say, and the Most High says in verse 19, he asking them in this indictment letter, do they provoke me to anger? Are they trying to get under, round me up, get under my skin, set the LL? Do they not provoke themselves to the confusion of their own faces? Don't they realize what they're doing has a domino effect with me and them in the relationship? And them among themselves, they're delusional and totally confused about everything, as they are today, so it seems, because of their effort.
Confusion.
Yeah.
In my brain.
You better believe it, brother. And yeah, he says, confused. Verse 20. Go ahead, Katrin.
Our people are confused. They don't even
exactly
know who they are. We still carry our slave master's name. We still speak our slave master's language. We still send our children to be educated by our slave masters, and we argue over our roots. How crazy
exactly
is that? That's confusing.
We're confused.
We're not trying to get to our roots.
Mm-hmm.
But Cartrell, Sister Hootie, and Sister Abiyah, You can't be nothing but confused if you're not under the code. The only thing, your option left, there is no option. The only option left is delusion and confusion. All right. And thus saith the Most High in verse 20. Thus saith Yah Elohim, behold, my anger and my fury shall be poured out upon this place, upon men, upon beasts, upon the trees of the field, our land, upon the fruit of the ground, and our land, it shall burn and shall not be quenched. Yah fury shall never be quenched. In the years we've been in this captivity, for those who refuse to obey Yah and become codified under Yah, it's not going to quit for you. It's going to be unquenched.
And like you said, still to this day,
yes,
the land is like a desert. And we wonder why people are fighting over the Middle Eastern land. They call it the Middle East. And it's like a desert land.
Well, Katria,
they know what's underneath.
Well, Katria, as you recall, and as Sister Yehudi and Sister Aviyah recall, when the spies were sent out into the land, they bought back a one stack of grapes. It took one bunch of grapes?
A cluster.
It took two men to carry it back. Two men. Imagine that. You could even eat a bunch of grapes.
They know what's underneath that sand.
What a shame, Katria. What a shame.
Well, it's a shame because they're battling for the land for their own hurt because it only belongs to one people. It's our inheritance.
Exactly.
And y'all going to get it back if we amend our ways and our doing. We stop murdering, stealing, killing, worshiping false gods, provoking Yah to anger. He says, I will give you this land for how long?
Mm-hmm.
Forever and ever.
Ever, 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 ever.
Mm-hmm. That's eternity.
That ain't heaven, is it?
Nope.
When you're talking about land. So y'all been confused, y'all been deceived, y'all been hoodwinked, because the minister, the preacher, the Baptist, the pastor, they promising y'all heaven when y'all's promising us earth, land. Land is earth. I don't care what you say.
But that would make sense. Why would you, where is heaven? Out of faith, that's what people say. Life is here.
And what heaven are you talking about? Because the Most High speaks of heaven in plural form.
Mm-hmm.
What heaven are you talking about?
Right.
Which one?
Okay.
And you know what?
There's levels.
Yeah. And you know what? For those who are thinking about physical adornments and so on and so forth, it's not about physical adornments such as burnt offerings and sacrifices per se, because coming out of the misery, that was not established. He said that wouldn't even stand. What I want you to understand, y'all to put the horse before the cart. Okay,
mm-hmm.
That's y'all problem. Y'all are putting the horse before the cart, and he makes reference to that. He says,
as a matter of fact, he's going to destroy the place because they don't think it can be destroyed. But he said he's going to destroy it like he did Shiloh because they put too much emphasis on the tenth of meeting. Y'all say, you know what I'm going to do with that? I'm going to destroy it. And that's what happened with the 10 tribes. They thought that was a holy site, Shiloh. That's what the Most High, the Ark of the Covenant used to be. Yeah, I said, no. Y'all not doing this here. You're just going to worship me anywhere.
Anywhere.
And Jerusalem is established, but y'all think that that's like the real refuge to cover your iniquities. But I see y'all. Y'all still robbing. Y'all stealing. Y'all murdering. Y'all committing adultery. You're worshiping idols. Then you want to come to the temple. Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
Yah sees us. You can hide it from me. I could hide it from you. But Yah sees all of us.
Exactly. Thank you, Katria, and praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
And this is what the Most High says in reference to that, putting the horse before the cart. In verse 21, thus saith the Elohim of hosts, Yah of Israel, put your burnt offerings unto your sacrifice and eat flesh. For I spake not unto your fathers, nor commanded them in that day that I brought them out of the land of misery concerning burnt offerings and sacrifices. And here's what he says, and this ought to be crystal clear to you. But this thing commanded I them, said, obey my voice, and I will be your Elohim, and you shall be my people, and walk ye in the way that I have commanded, my codification, that it may be well with you. They hearken not, nor incline their ear, but walked in the counsel and the imaginations of their evil hearts, and went backwards, not forward. See, we went backwards in this indictment letter. Since the day that your fathers came forth out of the land of misery, until this very day, I have even sent unto you all my servants, the prophets, daily rising up early and sending them. Yet they hearken not unto me, nor incline their ear to me, but harden their neck. They did worse than their father, who didn't have the luxury and liberty to cross over into the land of Canaan. It cost them. It costs more day when you don't obey Yah's word. How much less do you think it's going to cost you if you continue to disobey the voice with all your sacrifices, all your family? But you ain't obeying what I'm saying. Therefore, thou shalt speak all these words unto them. Speaking of reference, Jeremiah. But they will not hearken to thee. Because they don't come on the real talk for real people show. And I'm not bothered about it. Just like Jeremiah did his job, we're doing our job. It doesn't bother me in the least bit. I have concern for my brothers and sisters, but when they reject the word of Yah, that's on them. It ain't on Abiyah. It ain't on Cartrell. It ain't on Sushuti. And it ain't on me. Thou shalt also call unto them, but they will not answer thee. But thou shalt say unto them, that you said this to them. This is a nation that obeyed not the voice of Yah I Elohim, nor received correction. You refuse correction. Truth is perished. It is cut off from their mouth. They would know the truth. Right. They would know the truth, and some of us don't, if it fell in our lap. And that's a shame. But we
know that the Native Americans say that the white man speaks with a forked tongue, yet we're still trying to gain his trust.
But they always trust everything he says.
Yeah, his constitution, his bill of rights.
Right.
It doesn't matter whether he says it out of his mouth or whether he puts it down on paper. He's lying to you.
Exactly. Exactly.
And we throw the Constitution up, the 14th Amendment, Bill of Rights, like they're going to honor that. They don't honor any of their treaties to the Native Americans whose land they stole. And you think they're going to uphold their Constitution and their Bill of Rights? When they didn't do it in the first place, they brought us over here like, what do they call this? Chattel property?
In Cartrell. You said something quite correct there in regards to the Native Americans. That made them a treaty and gave them land. And now they try to run a pipeline, an oil pipeline through that land?
Mm-hmm.
You can't trust nothing the Northmen said, Northwestern said. That they are unmerciful, they're unmerciful, and they are unkind. They always have been. But for some odd reason, they got this constitution full of languages, a language that they utilize for their own benefit. And they twist and turn and tweak, and you're still waiting on the vote. Still waiting
and
on the vote.
And just because it's on paper, we believe that it's true, because they wrote it on paper.
Exactly. Exactly, Cadrian. And this is what the Most High tells us to do because of our action. Cut off thine hair, O Jerusalem, and cast it away. and take up a lamentation on high places. For the Elohim had rejected and forsaken the generation of his wrath. For the children of Yehuda has done evil in my sight, said the Elohim. They have set their abomination in the house, which is called by my name, to pollute it. They do abominable things in my house. And they have built the high places at Tophet, which is in the valley. It tells you what, in the valley of the son of Hinnom. And what are they doing in there? As I made reference before we started these studies, they're sacrificing their children, as they still do, metaphorically speaking. Our brothers and sisters were sacrificed, literally sacrificing their sons and daughters in the fire. But we are sacrificing them metaphorically to the system of universal white race supremacy, which I commanded them not. Don't put them over you as leaders. And neither came into my heart. I commanded them not. It neither even came into my heart. That was a farthest thing away from me to be sacrificing your children, literally, and now metaphorically, to universal white race supremacy. Over your enemies over you to get answers and solutions. Therefore, behold, the day come, said the Elohim, that it shall no more be called Tophet, nor the valley of the son of Hinnom, but the valley of slaughter. For they shall bury in Tophet till there is no place. There's going to be a whole lot of bodies there. It was talking then, and it's making reference to the time to come. Because we are still sacrificing our children, metaphorically speaking, to universal white race supremacy. And we're setting them over us as leaders for solutions. And he says, and the carcasses of this people shall be meat for the fowls of the heavens and for the beasts of the earth. And none shall fray them away. None will, like a scarecrow, fray them away. Then will I cause to cease in the cities of Yehuda, from the streets of Jerusalem, the voice of mirth. And we don't have no mirth. As Scottrell alludes, we have blues. And the voice of gladness, true gladness. And the voice of the bridegroom. And the voice of the bride. For the land shall be desolate. And desolate it is. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Katriel Sister Hootie, you have the mic.
Yes, sir. King David must have been turning over in his grave.
You better believe it.
How did Judah reach this point where they're eating their children or sacrificing their children in a temple of all places? Once I said, y'all going to get the results of what y'all doing. Y'all going to burn in the streets and y'all going to be meat for the fowls of heaven. That must have been someday when y'all brought that on them. But I don't think they believed it was coming.
Right.
It's like, no. Y'all's wrath. We doing the same thing. We don't think that y'all's wrath is going to come back like it did back in ancient times. But you can see y'all's fury in the earth today. It ain't directed quite at us like this, but it will be if we don't get the message. And the fact that y'all give us an opportunity, right? Amend your ways and your doings, and I will cause you to dwell in this place. That's what we got to do right now. Reconnect by obeying y'all's command. And he calls us a nation. He ain't call us a congregation. He ain't call us a synagogue. He said, this nation has polluted my house. Because we hard-headed
and sin-making. And we still polluting. And in a foreign land. We got a lot of
It's a long road back, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So, Nima, keep telling us. Verse 29 says it. Cut off your hair, O Jerusalem, and cast it away. Take up lamentation on high places. For Yah has rejected and forsaken the generation of his wrath. And we don't want that to be us. For the children of Judah have done evil in my sight, says Yah. They have set the abomination in the house, which is called by my name, to pollute it. Yeah. We was doing some crazy stuff, wasn't we? Burning our children and daughters, sons and daughters, to the fire.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I didn't tell y'all to do that. Well, I wasn't even thinking about that. And you mean coming to my heart to make you sacrifice your children through the fire. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking for the part where you spoke about the nation.
Hallelujah. And we have
knowledge.
And knowledge. We telling people, and but he said don't even worry if they don't listen. He said he even told Jeremiah, this can be our example. People are gonna listen. That's just what it is.
So
we
if they
say stuff giving the message. Go ahead.
Yeah, so Judy. If they reject God's word, what else can you do?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
and
right.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no problem, brother. I was done.
The Most High says, but they hearken not, nor incline their ear, but walk in their own counsel. He said he sent his prophets. Well, I spoke not with your fathers, so I commanded them this day. And I brought them into Egypt, but this thing I commanded, saying, obey my voice, and I'll be your God, and you shall be my people, and walk in my ways, as I commanded you, and it be well. But they hearken not, nor can they ever walk to the counsel, in the imagination of their evil heart, and went backwards, and not forward. Since this day your fathers came forth out of the land of Egypt, unto this day I have even sent you all my servants, the prophets, daily rising up early and sending them. So you keep ignoring Jeremiah, Isaiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea, Malachi, Zephaniah, Nahum, Habakkuk, and our people only stick with the first five books, Genesis to Deuteronomy. You want to know the law. No, you better find out what all these other prophets were saying by way of the Most High commanding us through them, which is why we're reading Jeremiah now, to find out more about what God is commanding us to do, right? So we listening to the prophets because we're reading and studying them. Yes, praise God. It says, yet they hearken not unto me, nor incline their ear, but harden their neck, and did worse than their fathers, which we still do today. We see the level that our fathers reached, burning their children to some idol. What's the Most I say? Therefore, thou shalt speak all these words unto them, which is what we do. We go from Genesis to what? Malachi, right? Because of every word that Yah has spoken has been left on record for us to study. But they will not hearken unto thee. And we find that. People ain't listening to what we're bringing forth by way of Yah's word. Thou shall also call unto them, but they shall not answer. So the call is out. Yah's giving us a chance, right? To amend the ways and doings. And if you ain't listening, there's retribution. But there's action we got to take to really save ourselves from the wrath of Yah that he's going to bring, because he's watching us and he sees what we do.
Well, many times he said, don't you see? Don't you know I see what you're doing? Wow.
What you're doing ain't really good.
Mm-hmm.
What we're doing, we're robbing, we're murdering. We're committing adultery. We're worshiping idols. We're not listening to Yah's word, all of you. Even today, we're doing worse than our fathers. Our face is full of confusion. Our people are full of confusion. Eating all the wrong things and running to the hospital trying to figure out why you're dying. Duh.
What's wretched is when you have people, that's why I know that making a lot of money isn't going to make you happy.
Your
mind thinking about ways, how he allowed his son, now being called a girl, kiss a white boy, and I think it's a girl want to be a boy. I'm not sure.
Right.
14 years old. That's an abomination. That is, this country is going in a Hell in a handbasket, they call it.
I take Dwayne Wade. Dwayne Wade and Magic Johnson. He got one of the ugliest boy girls I ever seen in Magic Johnson. They're like a football player with makeup on. And then you got Dwayne Wade with the little boy. I think he's about 9 or 10. He's a girl.
No, he's 14.
Oh,
when he okay. did say that, but now he's 14. Okay.
And you're right. We have done far worse.
Mm-hmm.
But it goes beyond just Dwayne Wade and Magic Johnson and their two sons, because the whole NBA promotes the LGBTQ agenda, and they make out warriors, these effeminate men. That's why you got Russell Westbrook putting on dresses and things of that nature. So it's an agenda that our enemies have us in this confusion where, you know, they're just playing with us, like, you know, pawns on a chessboard.
Mm-hmm.
And we go for the okey-doke. How you let your son turn out like that?
Yeah, it's a shame. I'll condone the actions of it. But that
yeah, means. Promote it. Not just condone it, be the poster child. Because how many young men are out there looking up to Magic Johnson and Dwayne Wade? How many?
Well, you know, I was about Magic Johnson. You were playing against
Magic Johnson. Got a lot of followers.
Yeah.
Trust me. Got a lot of following. If not, he got a lot of following within that NBA fraternity.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as I said, I always thought it was something strange about Magic anyway. At the time, him and Isaiah was in a game, and he reached over and he walked to him and they kissed on the basketball court. So
right.
I always thought that was rather strange.
You remember that?
Yeah, I remember that. That was the talk of the town.
Really?
Yeah.
And not too long after that, he caught HIV.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was throwing around a lot of women, but it could be worked both ways. A lot of them are both ways.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Obviously, his son is both ways.
And he condones it.
Yes.
So what did that say about him? Maybe he was into it all the time. Yeah.
He's like the first one out there with his son like that.
Right.
Well,
yeah, they okay, go ahead, sister.
Name, like you said, Isaiah, he has a couple of
Say that again?
It's a lot of them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't hear what you said the first time.
Right.
Isaiah Thomas has a son that's homosexual. I read an article not too. Yeah. There's a lot. They don't tell you, but it is. Go ahead.
What did they say? Birds of a feather flock together, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know your kind. And if your kind is down with that kind of stuff, you know, they got secret ways of talking and communicating.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And neither one of them guys you ever see with a beard.
I didn't think about that. Yeah, you guys did.
You never seen Isaiah Thomas with a beard? Never seen Magic with a beard? Or a mustache?
Mm-hmm.
No, never. And certainly his little football prayer looking girl. Boy, whatever. All that makeup on.
But they know that our enemies know that those are the things that provoke the Most High to destroy us and for us to destroy ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So they with it. You know, that's what they do. They don't care about Yah's laws, Yah's purification, and they lure us in to destroy us.
Exactly.
And we like fish on a hook.
Yeah.
Take the bait.
Yeah, hook, line, and sinker. Let you lead the parades. Well, all right, Cartier, Sister Hootie. It seemed like we did that thoroughly for the Most High. Let's do it. Let's try another thorough job in the seventh chapter of Psalms, if we can, Cartier, Sister Hootie.
Yes, sir. Maybe this will help us thoroughly amend our ways in doing this. Because we know that's what King David was doing all the time, trying to amend his ways and doing, trying to stay on, James Brown said, the good foot, the right path. Got to get on the good foot. And Most High lays out the ancient path that we should be walking. King David tried to stay in it with all his heart, soul, and might. And it did him wonders. Praise God. We give thanks once again to the Holy One of Israel, God Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and for our King, Mighty King David, who left us parting words. He says, I come to you for protection, O my Elohim. Save me from my persecutors. Rescue me. He's making demands of Yah. You know me and the path I'm walking. We got a relationship here. I depend on you. You're supposed to protect me. I don't need no bodyguard. Do I? You know, they will mourn me like a lion and tear me to pieces with no one to rescue me. Because people hated King David for some reason or other. Oh, my Elohim, if I've done wrong, if I'm guilty of injustice, if I betrayed a friend or plundered my enemy without cause, then let my enemies capture me. Let them trample me into the ground and drag my honor to the dust. So he's willing to face death if he had did wrong. A mighty man. He ain't running. He ain't no punk. A rajah in anger, because what they're doing is wrong. Stand up against the fury of my enemies. We should all be saying that. We should all be praying this. Wake up, my Elohim, and bring justice. King David, you're accusing the Most High of sleeping? Okay. Gather the nations before you. Rule over them from on high. Yah judges the nations. Declare me righteous, O Yah, for I'm innocent, O Most High. End the evil of those who are wicked and defend the righteous. For you look deep within the minds and hearts, O righteous Elohim. So you don't know that about Yah. He's looking into your heart and mind all the time. He knows you better than you know yourself. King David said, Elohim is my shield, saving those whose hearts are true and right. What does the Most High do? Who does he say? You got to be true to the Most High. You got to be right with the Most High in order for the Most High to do what? Save you from your enemy? Shield you? Why? Because Elohim is an honest judge. He is angry with the wicked every day. Don't worry about the wicked. They're going to get their portion. Worry about you, your connection. Be true to Yah. Make sure your heart is true to Yah. Make sure you walk in the right steps. Don't be sliding with somebody. Why? You can think Yah going to let you slide with that. Don't be plotting on brothers. You're going to snuff them and take what they got and think the Most High going to let you slide with that. Oh, because the Most High is an honest judge. He's looking at everything we do. And he's angry with the wicked every day. So don't be doing wickedness, people out there. If a person does not repent, which Ima Hadorah keeps reminding that we must do, Elohim will sharpen his sword. And our people have not repented. And we still in that sword, aren't we? Every day, you read about our people's blood being spilled in the street. He will bend and string his bow. He will prepare his deadly weapons and shoot his flaming arrows. At who? Israel, because y'all wicked. Hard-headed, stiff-necked. We just read about it. The wicked conceive evil. That's all they think about. They are pregnant with trouble to lies. Yeah, that's what happens when you're living in that world. You're looking for trouble, it's going to find you. You're conceiving evil, it's going to find you. And then you're going to try to lie your way out of it. They dig deep pit to trap others, and they fall into it themselves. Yes, the war on drugs, then it backfire. And the more they go to war with us, the more they set traps for us, it always seems to backfire on them. But imagine if we was doing right by Yah. It would backfire even more. The trouble they make for others backfires on them. The violence they plan falls on their own heads. You planning violence, you like weapons, you like to go to war, you're going to get what you're asking for. I will thank Yah because he's just. I will sing praise to the name of Yah Most High. Keep on singing, y'all. Keep on singing.
Thank you, brother.
Yes. As long as it's praise to the Most High. Praise God. Powerful, powerful words from King David. He's pretty much demanding y'all get up and do something. Don't let the wicked overcome. They're trying to walk the right steps. And they trying to kill me. They're trying to tear me apart. Are you going to do something? Because you are the king. You're just. I trust you. You're my shield. I don't trust men. I'm running to you. So don't let them overcome me. Don't let them overwhelm me. Bring their due upon their own head. Okay? That's the connection there. Yeah. And guess what? And deliver. Every time. And I'm sure you have more trouble than we do.
Right.
Oh my
Everybody's
God.
Trying to kill King David. Philistines, King Saul, his own son. Everybody's trying to get at him.
Mm-hmm.
But did anybody get him?
No.
Nope.
He died in his own bed.
That's right. In peace.
Exactly.
With his kingdom set for the next generation.
Exactly. Yep. Good country, yeah. You did do that thoroughly. You did it so thorough, I don't have to make a comment. Praise
God.
We don't have much to say. That was thorough, brother. That was thoroughly done on the codification.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God. That he gives me wisdom, knowledge, and insight, and intelligence enough to really break down. Like I told you, I studied these Psalms when I was 14 years old every day, and it gave me so much spiritual strength that I'm attached to them. Like, what book y'all read? I read Psalms and Proverbs.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. All right, Cottrell. So, Judy.
No more inspiring book than those, for real.
We all concur with that. All right, Sister Avia, Cottrell, Sister Judy. I don't know where they're going, but we have put in our thorough work. We're trying to get our amend our thorough ways so we can get the hell out of Harlem. But we like to offer gifts, parting gifts. But tonight when you go to bed in prayer, that you ask the Most High for a new heart and spirit. It's like King Dog. You can see this man was codified, as Cartier alluded to. He tried to make amends. He didn't try to make excuses. He tried to make amends, as we should try to correct and amend our ways so we have a codified relationship with Yah and receive the friend benefits of that relationship. Because as we said, if you're not under code, it's going to be a different spot for you. It's the only thing I can say. It's on you. We're going to do our part, but it's up to you to do your part. Ask for that new heart and new spirit to help to facilitate your studies and improve and enhance and restore your relationship with God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. That being said, we love you. May the Most High continue to direct and order your steps, because there are consequences and repercussions with the Most High. Cartrell, Sister Hudi, and Aviyah, y'all like to say shalom, a good night to the people?
Yes, sir.
Shalom, family. Good night.
I did want to make a last comment that King David was responsible for the nation of Israel, the whole nation, all 12 tribes, and the fact that that was a responsibility that he had as a leader. He proved himself to be one of our best leaders that we've ever had, and he showed his vulnerability, which we all have, and it makes it, you know, such a great thing that he wrote these things down for us, for our consumption. So he's able to declare to Yah that I'm following your path. So you have to act in my behalf because I'm acting the way you commanded me to act. And if we do that, we can call on Yah anytime we're in trouble. So that's a lesson.
You made me go back to the song that you was talking when you say you had to have that clean heart. Because the first thing I thought of was that Yah is near to all who call on him. Who call on him in truth.
In truth.
Because you can't fool Yah. So your heart has to be clean material, go to going to y'all. So I just wanted to mention that and thank you all. Shalom, everybody.
Yeah. Thank you, everybody.
Shalom, everybody, and good night.
Good night.
Thank you.
To that website.
Shalom. Abby, so Judy?
Yeah, I say shalom and good night.
Shalom, Sister Judy, and good night. And shalom, listeners and fellow students. We love you. May the Most High continue to direct and order your steps. And good night. Shalom.
Yes, this is the ghetto. Showing up now. Thank you.
talking about the ghetto.